how to do radio.
Yeah, Andy? I was gonna say one of the best parts about WHFR is that since it's operated by Henry Ford College, a lot of the students here are enrolled in the telecommunication curriculum. And there's people that are in broadcast journalism, for example, and people that are in internships. And all of this stuff, they need to use digital, or not digital, but industry standard products. So stuff like phones, they need to be in quality condition, not like the phones that we have now. A lot of the boards that we have now, like the one that you said, Scott, the button's kind of wonky. And a lot of the live boards are getting pretty old too. So we need the money not only for phones, but it's to support our real world lab and make the real world better. You know, so all the stuff is the whole program is owned by Susan, and she also owns the radio station.
No. No one owns the radio station. But she's in charge.
Yeah, she's in charge. Sorry, is what I mean.
Yeah, there's no owners. You know?
Yeah.
We're not a corporation. No one owns. Ultimately, we still have to answer to the college as far as that goes. They are more than generous in letting us operate. They do provide the basic necessities. They provide the electricity, the internet, the actual phone service, and things like that. But it even things like cleaning supplies, it's up to us to come up with that.
Yeah.
So we just get that bare minimum, and we have to come up with the rest. And if we can't, well, woe is us.
Yeah.
We're SOL, right? If anybody knows what that means. All right. Okay. We have a band that's going to be doing a show for us coming up. If I can get this to come up here. No, I don't want that. Ah, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, plan B. That's what we do around here. Okay. Now, we talked about earlier that if you have a $30 or more pledge that you get all these incentives like the t-shirt, the logo pen, entered in the drawing for the Ford lease for the weekend. But this is something I'm going to do for you right now. I'm going to play more than one song before I get out of here, by a band called The Seatbelts. And they're going to be on an indie rock compilation that I'm putting together for the end of the summer. Hopefully that's when it'll come out. This features all kinds of fantastic local bands that we've been supporting for years. The Seatbelts are on there, The Zots, Rogue Satellite, Caveman Bam Bam, and Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. All of those are going to be playing at PJ's Lagerhouse on April 29th to help us benefit the pressing of the vinyl. But in addition to that, we also have the Mugs, the Beggars. We also have the Blue Flowers. We have the Dogs. The Dogs, maybe not all of you are familiar with, but this band goes back to the beginning. This band has opened up more than once for the MC5 back in the late 60s, early 70s. So they have a rich history in Detroit. Originally, I think from Grand Rapids, moved to Detroit, and then went off to England. But I digress. The biggest thing that I want to get across right now is if you call before the show is over with, you like what you're going to hear right now or the other songs I play, I have copies of the Seatbelts latest CD, Joyride. It's yours in addition to whatever you get for that $30 pledge. So right now we're going to hear the title track from The Seatbelts, and this is a track called Joyride.
I'm on a joyride to you. Nothing I'd rather do than to get to you and see a smile. You know, I'm counting every mile. I'm on a joyride to you. Nothing I'd rather do than to get to you and see a smile. You know, counting every mile. Can't wait for the end of this joyride. Got my foot to the floor, my hands on the wheel.
Hi, this is Scott Boatwright, the host of Live from Studio J. Every Thursday, I present the best in local music of all genres. From 5 to 6, I present live performances for your listening pleasure. The week of March 19th through the 25th is our annual Radiothon, where we ask you, the loyal listener, to pledge a donation so that we can continue to do this as well as all our other great programming. To say thanks, we're presenting a live performance all week. Listen to your favorite shows from 5 to 6 and hear singer-songwriter, blues rock, classic rock R&B, jazz, metal, blues, and punk. That's March 19th through the 25th, only on the station Making Waves, WHFR.FM.
Gotta find something, girl, that's gonna last. gonna be a wild night. And then this country sky, we'll be dancing in the moonlight. Got the tail lights burning neon bright. While we're getting good and feeling right, get your legs, girl, and put them way up high. We'll be going on and on tonight. It's a party out where we ain't got no blinds. This country came to ride.
Come on. chipping that dust in the death trap case. So they packed their bags full of American dreams and settled down hard by that Willow Creek. Yeah, the times were tough back in 41, but we found a way to get it done. Yeah. Nine, 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 nine. Was turning out birds that would change the war. Moving down the line, turning one every hour. It was taken to the air of the Motor City Power. Ringing a call to arms from back to where they came. Every bomb to drop, you know we had a name. Painted on the side, falling down like rain. Said Detroit City, Maine. Took a bottle of chrome and a shot of twain. And mixed it all up to make a blue collar way. Yeah, we do our thing and move it down the line. And when the work backs up, we put in overtime. Yeah, we're saddled up, you know we ain't afraid. Tell you right here, girl, this ain't no promenade. There's a country bone in the streets we lay. We're bringing muscle to your country, yeah, we're Detroit City, Maine. Nine, 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 nine,
Most of us DJs will be there. I will be there for a good portion of the evening, enjoying myself as well, the live music and all that. But yeah, come on out Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight, New Place Lounge. So I'm going to play another track from the Seatbelts, their latest release, Joyride. I'm going to play a couple of tracks now. I think, what do I want to play here? Let's see, Daredevil Baby, and one of my favorites, In a Cloud. Again, if you like what you're hearing coming up, again, I have four copies. If you want to pledge $30 or more, a copy is yours, in addition to the other incentives that you get for that price. So please, 313-317-4130, www.whfr.fm. Help us continue to do non-commercial radio, and help us to continue to support great local music.
I'm just a dead devil, baby, and I'm gonna devil love.
That was The Seatbelts from their latest Joyride. Came out a couple years ago, but still the latest from them. Super Torque Records is the label on that one. We heard Daredevil Baby and In a Cloud. And again, if you liked what you heard there, those last two songs, if you call me right now with a $30 pledge or more, in addition to the main incentives that we have offered, I will give you a copy of that CD. 313-317-4130. And WHFR.FM on the internet. Pick, click to donate on where it says Radiothon 2017, and you're good to go. All right. I did play a couple of tracks from Raycon and his Detroit Trouble Band, and they're going to be headlining our benefit, like I said, this Saturday at New Place Lounge. What I want to do now is play a couple from Garden of Souls' latest record, and they're also going to be on the bill. So give you a taste of the other band that will be playing that night so you know what you're getting into. Again, it's simply entitled Garden of Soul, and we're going to hear a couple tracks. We're going to hear Let It Roll and the track called Superman.
Let it roll! Just leave me alone. Yeah, I'm not the Superman you think I am.
You may have heard that federal government funding of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that's like Channel 56 and WDET, is to be out, or cut, rather, perhaps eliminated. Sometimes our friends at WDET even have to do an extra pledge week for an SOS campaign, Save Our Station, because of these further government cuts along with the usual operating cost increases. Just to keep the facts straight when it comes to us, WHFR, unlike them, we get no federal funds or Michigan funds or Dearborn taxpayer funds at all. So just to clarify, without you making a pledge, no one gives us a dime to run this radio station. We don't need millions of dollars, no hundreds of thousands, and we won't run commercials nor play monotonous commercial music. But we still need your direct support, loyal listener, your donation now to keep our independence and our mission. Never have so few dollars been able to do so much, and that's to bring you quality programming different than everybody else and support unsigned and little heard elsewhere artists. So, speaking of, before that you heard the band The Garden of Soul. A couple of tracks we heard Superman, and before that Let It Roll, and they're going to be the opening act for our spring fundraiser this Saturday at the New Place Lounge in Dearborn, Michigan, on Michigan Avenue. It's happening from 9 p.m. till midnight, 21 and older, and a $5 donation gets you in. The place has good food. It's got a full bar, so it's a good time. You can come out and enjoy some great blues rock music and hang out with us DJs. A lot of us will be there, including yours truly, at least for a good portion of the night anyway. Can't promise the whole night, but hey, we'll see what happens. If you have a good enough time, you know you can't leave, right? And no, I wasn't talking about the bar, so don't get your head in the wrong place. Anyway, got lots of great stuff to play for you. I know you're probably wondering, yes, there's no live band today. Unfortunately, had a last-minute cancellation due to unforeseen circumstances. Did not have the time, even close to the amount of time I needed to replace. So, yeah, I guess we're just going to go with it for right now and just play lots of great local music, including the bands that are going to be on our fundraiser and people that are going to be coming up for our other one, our benefit, on April 29th at PJ's Lagerhouse. That's going to fund the indie compilation that yours truly is putting together with all kinds of great local acts. You did hear a couple of songs from the Seatbelts from their release Joyride, and also on that bill is the Zots, Rogue Satellites, Caveman Bam Bam, and Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. So before I get out of here, I think I'm going to play all of them to give you an idea of what we're talking about. But again, keep in mind, on that compilation, there's going to be the Mugs, the Beggars, the Blue Flowers, the Dogs, and a couple others that are escaping me right now. I don't have the list in front of me. I can't memorize everything. I've been around the block a few times, so the brain doesn't work exactly perfect anymore. But it's all good. I know good music, and I'm hoping you are enjoying it. So, right now, because we did promise metal for the 5 to 6 o'clock hour, I would think that I'd be remiss if I didn't at least present some of that. Maybe not the band that you were going to hear today, because I don't really have anything physical that I can take off of. And unfortunately, the stuff they have online, well, it's not FCC friendly. So I'd love to play it, but I would get in serious trouble if I did. Anyway, one of my all-time favorites, you've heard him before on my show, Beast in the Field from World Ending. And what we're going to hear is the track that's actually called Beast in the Field, and this is off Saw Her Ghost Records from 2010, a really great doom sludge metal band, just two guys, a bass player and a drummer, just like Fate of Misery, who was going to play this afternoon, but it's all good. We got something that should appease you anyway, and maybe I'll squeeze another song or two that's metal, if I can help it. So anyway, let's hear this. Beast in the Field.
We'll be right back.
There you have it, Beast in the Field, with their track Beast in the Field from World Ending. I believe that was their first release. It came out in 2010. Got to see them more than once. They were a powerhouse, just a drummer and a bass player with vocals on some songs, not all. But I am a concert goer from way back in the day, more years than I care to divulge on the radio. And I'm used to loud music, I'm used to metal, I'm used to noise, but I always had to stand back an extra 15 feet back when they played. They pretty much needed a full trailer. And this is a local band now, keep in mind, they're not national. A local band playing places like the Loving Touch or Smalls. They needed a trailer to haul in all their amp and PA equipment. So you get the point. You weren't immune to like their loudness. You had to wear earplugs, even if you were hardcore. But I'm bummed out. They're no longer. But hey, I at least got to see him more than once. I got to play him on the radio and all that. I wanted to get him live here at the station, but that never happened. But hey, it's all good. I still got to experience the colossal Beast in the Field. That's the only word that I could come up with. It's been a long day. I've been going at this since 10 in the morning. We're in the midst of our radiothon. We're trying to get you to pledge your donations to help us keep things running. Hey, we need your help. Doesn't matter how much you can afford. I mean, $5, $10, doesn't matter. If you can't pledge now, you can pledge later in the week, tomorrow, next week, end of the month, anytime. But this is the one week where we actually stop and actually remind you that we're a non-commercial radio station and we need your help to keep going. And unlike public stations, other public stations, we get zero from the government. Zero. Everything comes from the loyal listeners, people like yourself that are actually listening to my voice. And if you enjoy anything that you hear, whether it's on my show or on Spirits Rejoice, Jazz Montage, Space is the Place, Highway 61, if you like our talk shows on Friday, doesn't matter. We have something that I know everyone out there that hears us likes. And you're not going to get it anywhere else. This is where you have to come. But we need your support because, again, all our funding comes mostly from you. And we're non-volunteer. I don't get paid to do this radio show or any other radio shows I do. I do it because I'm passionate about it, and I enjoy bringing it to you, the listener. So, anyway, do you know what you're listening to? We are a non-commercial independent college radio station. Yeah. And I'm trying to read something, but I've already told you that, so let's skip that one. Oh, man. So we're always trying to find ways to uniquely serve the community besides our alternative variety music format. We rack our brains to find other ways to get the local, new, and independent messages out. So check out our webpage on the internet. Our address is www.fm, and find out what's happening at the station. New shows, new music, gallery photos, archive shows, podcasts from all the Live from Studio J performances I have here every Thursday from 5 to 6 o'clock. An exception today, of course. You heard about that earlier. But anyway, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to play some more tracks that are pertinent to what we're doing here and what's coming up in the near future. Right now, I think I'm going to play something from Caveman, Woodman, and Bam Bam. They have a 7-inch out. It's got 3 songs on each side. And they're short. They're not very long at all. So I'm going to play Side A, and I'll tell you what you've heard after you hear it. But yeah, this is Side A of Caveman, Woodman, and Bam Bam's 7-inch single. So take a listen.